Monster RX 93.1%. TMR. The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. Your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio. Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10. Your hosts, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, you so legendary.
Marky.
Yadi, 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 yadi,
yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi,
yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi,
yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi,
yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi,
yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, Mark Anthony was missing in action from Jennifer Lopez's Father's Day tribute post. The singer stayed silent about her ex-husband while honoring her fiancé Ben Affleck and her dad, David Lopez, in her newsletter Sunday. So J-Lo called Ben a consistent, loving, selfless father in the touching message. She noted that Ben, who shares Violet, Serafina, and Samuel with ex-wife Jennifer Garner, also cares for her twins, Emmy and Max, quote-unquote, without obligation. So a lot of people tweeted or posted on Instagram, what about Mark Anthony? No love for Mark? Ouch.
I mean, that is the father of your children.
Should she have posted?
Ako,
or should, okay, should she just have included him in the post?
The problem is, you know, that is a very public post. You know what I mean? Like, you're throwing it out there in public. So when you do something like that and you withhold any kind of like mention of your ex-husband and the father of your kids, it's practically a slap in the face. I mean, she probably has very good reasons why she did that. I mean, obviously she has. I don't think it's unintentional. You don't miss out on that very specific person, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's obviously shade. It's you're dissing the guy. So if you're not ready for people to add two and two together, don't post it. And if you post it, then I guess you're ready to. It's a declaration of war. I mean, come on, diba? I mean, like,
I feel bad for Mark Anthony. But, you know, who knows what goes on behind the scenes?
Yun nga. I mean, like, kunyari, may issue siya talaga. Siguro parang, I don't know, maybe he makes her feel like when he does his duties as a father that he feels obligated to do it.
Maybe.
Na hindi, of course, this is all conjecture. But guess,
yeah.
Yung bakit mo lalagyan ng quote-unquote without obligation in the same post that you miss out the father of your kids? I mean, obviously, she has issues.
Yeah, people will read into it, obviously. So
di na read into it. Eh. Medyo,
in your face na eh.
You're saying it without saying it. Di mo na kailangan mag-put two and two together.
That's true.
Tsaka alam mo yung ano niya, yung parinig niya medyo nasa level na ng ewan ko yung iba dyang co-host ko na babae. Parang, sino pa ba? Diba? Who else? Nagparinig ka pa. Pero gets?
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing else that people could add two and two together for.
J-Lo, maybe a lot of things. Subtle isn't one of them.
Subtle is not
at
one
least,
of them.
At least in that post, right?
Kaya ka rin na-shady. Ang shady-shady mo rin kasi.
Now, from one Jennifer, we move to another.
Okay.
Jennifer Aniston is putting a stop to a years-long mix-up regarding the salad she ate every day for lunch while shooting Friends. I don't know if you saw this. I saw this.
Oh, no.
Because apparently Courtney Cox back in 2010 said that Jen ate the same doctored up Cobb salad every day while on set. And then there was like a post somewhere that basically was called the Jennifer Aniston salad.
Okay.
But then Jennifer Aniston said she actually has no idea where that came from, where the recipe came from. because she said she would never have that much chickpea in a salad, TBH. Not good for the digestive tract, she said. And she basically did say her choice of salad back then. And she said her salad was totally different. It consisted of shredded lettuce, chicken, egg whites, a couple of garbanzo beans, bacon, and a basic vinaigrette. So there, now you know.
Okay, well, gee, thanks, Jennifer. I just had hummus yesterday.
Oh!
Tapos sasabihin mo, it's bad.
Why
is it bad for the digestion? It's a bean.
I don't know.
Are chickpeas bad for the
Maybe digestion? Too much.
Maybe too
I
much.
I mean, if hello, if you were to eat it every single day.
I like chickpeas.
But you don't eat it every
day. I don't eat it
day.
Every day, yeah.
Yeah, so I guess, yeah, it's going to be a little weird if you had it every day. But they're the two gents, and from them, we move on to the Wendy Williams Show. So it came to a bittersweet end last Friday, and according to a new report, several set props and keepsakes will simply be tossed in the trash. So apparently, the wigs are still there since she didn't come and get them. So they're being thrown out, according to a source. And Wendy's famous big purple chair will meet the same fate. It's the chair you see her sit
right.
on. Like, because I don't get to watch this, like, on TV. I watch it on YouTube.
Right.
But I'm very, very familiar with the chair. This chair.
Parang weird, no? Parang there's something. No. Like, for me, like, if you've earned millions from this show, parang, like, what's to, like, gather up all of her stuff and send it to her?
That's true. And
then if she says, oh, you know what? Go ahead. Throw them out. Then you can throw them out. But as a gesture?
It's weird that they're not even bothering to try to donate the chair to
the
museum.
There you go.
Like The View did with their original table after 10 years. They give it to the Smithsonian. You know, Wendy's show ran for 13 seasons. It was on for like 14 years. It started in 2008. But, you know, it ended not in the best way. Like, she obviously couldn't even host the finale of her own show. She was gone for months and months. And, yeah.
And lalo na
really
if,
sad.
If legit yung reason why she couldn't come back. Kasi unless there's something that we don't know about na merong, alam mo yun, behind the scenes na away. Pero like, if it's health reasons, why would you take it against her?
Yeah, but people want her back. So, you know, if she gets her shiz together, she gets her health back in order, I do feel like she can have that opportunity again.
Saka alam mo, for something iconic like that, like the chair, I'm pretty sure, alam mo yung mga...
Somebody would at least
bid. No, yung mga Hard Rock Cafe.
Yeah.
Diba they collect those things na, this is the Wendy Williams
Hello,
chair.
Hello, yung sa Smithsonian nga, yung sa The View table eh. Tapos, diba, the Wendy Williams chair, I would say, it's kind of in the same
league?
Level.
Yeah.
So...
That's weird. Because there would be people who would bid for that. At the very least, sell it and then, I don't know, give it to charity or something. Parang napaka ano lang, napaka, it's like a breakup na
parang walang pinagsamahan.
You just threw all of your ex's stuff away.
Yeah.
You didn't even bother to ask them, do you want them? Because we can bring it to you if you do. Magkano lang yun? Just because that's just a U-Haul thing that they could send her.
It's so sad.
It's sad.
It's very, very sad. Which makes me think, maybe she's not really ready for like a conversation yet.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why. Or maybe hindi pa siya makontakt. They can't talk to her yet.
Maybe. Kaya nga, I'm feeling there's more to it than what we know.
Or I hope that because this particular source called attention to it, sana, you know, it doesn't happen.
Yes.
Sana somebody steps in and says, you know what? I'll take the chair.
Yun. Because I'm pretty sure there's so many fans.
Many takers.
Who would be like, don't throw it. I'll take it.
Right.
If you're not even selling it, if you're not even doing anything with it, I'll take it. Oh my gosh. Pag-aagawan yun.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Uh-huh.
Ang sad lang.
I know. It's so sad. But let's not end on a sad note.
Okay.
Let's end on a happy note. So
okay.
Congratulations are in order. First, Perry Edwards of Little Mix is engaged.
Oh!
She's now engaged to Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain.
Shalang name.
I know. She posted on Instagram, last night the love of my life got down on one knee and I said, Yes.
Oh.
So congratulations. Her fiance, I believe, is a footballer.
Oh.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not sure, actually. Hold on. Let me double check.
Yeah.
Yes, he is a professional footballer. So.
Maano, ha? Pumapash, ha?
I know.
Diba, like,
from Zane. Remember, wasn't he engaged to Zane, too?
Probably.
They were engaged.
I think so.
Right?
Yeah. Pero gets, like, from a girl group, tapos biglang got hitched to a, professional, like, a professional football player. Okay, do we see a future Victoria Beckham here?
Well, we're happy for you, Perry. Congratulations. And also congratulations to Uma Thurman, Paul Walker, and Jonas Brothers because they're set to receive their Hollywood Walk of Fame stars in 2023.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's always exciting. I'm actually surprised, like, especially Uma Thurman hasn't received hers yet.
Hasn't received hers yet.
Yeah. Diba? Parang she's been around for a long time.
You would think. Kasi minsan nga meron akong mababalitaan na parang like, oh really? They have a star?
Mm.
Gets? Yung parang di pa sila ganun ka-iconic.
Right?
And for somebody like Uma, like Kill Bill, Pulp Fiction, I mean, what took you so long?
What took you so long?
Yeah.
But better late than never, right?
True.
So congratulations to those stars. And of course, the late Paul Walker.
Of course.
And the Jonas Brothers. They're iconic.
That would be cute.
Congratulations to all of them. 6:42, that's it for Tea Over Coffee. If you want to sound off, go ahead. You can tweet us at RX931 with hashtag Tea Over Coffee.
The Morning Rush. On air and online. TMR. The Morning Rush. From Manila's hottest monster, RX93.1.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. And good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
I know. I can't believe my birthday month is coming to a close. Just
already?
Like that.
Yeah. Can't believe
it. Technically, in less than 2 weeks.
Yeah, just a little over a week.
Over a week. And it's going to be July. And it's going to be, eto na, at the end of June, it is literally, we're halfway through 2022. Can you believe it?
Not really.
And then tomorrow, it's like, Merry Christmas, everyone!
Well, I'm excited for that.
I can't. So for today, we do have a top 10 for you. Courtesy of Cutie at the Disco. Okay. Cutie at the Disco wanted us to do the top 10. Hashtag Block na kita. Yoko na.
Okay.
So, you know, sometimes there are, you know, reasons, deeper reasons why you want to block somebody. Pero minsan wala lang. Minsan you have like strange reasons.
Yeah, sometimes you go trigger happy with your blocking.
Yeah.
When you start blocking people.
True. So, tell us all about it. Let's give you some examples. Block na kita kasi lamaw ang pronunciation mo ng LMAO.
Lamaw.
Lamaw. Lamaw.
Lamaw.
Yoko na, block na kita.
At least make it lamaw.
Lamaw. So, at least medyo may konting swag.
But you know, people do say lol out loud.
Yeah, that's true though.
Yeah.
But, like, rotful. You know, people say that too. But why not LMAO? Why don't people say lamao or lamao? Because nobody says that. I've never heard anyone go lamao.
Because it sounds weird.
Hello, like, rotful sounds good?
Not really.
Diba? But, like, why have we never...
I'm sure somewhere in this world...
LMAO as LMAO.
I'm sure there's someone out there that does that.
Or LMAO?
No. Yeah, just a little weird.
Yeah.
Like, instead of going LMAO or rotful, yeah, people just say LOL.
LOL.
It's that's like the universal...
Version, no?
But, like, when you're saying it out loud...
you will just say lol.
You'll just say lol. It's the lol. Universal laugh. It's parang canned laugh, but you're providing it yourself.
It's like joke.
Yeah.
Diba? Yung lol. Like yung, I love you joke. I love you lol. Diba? Pero you get, yung parang yeah. It's the whole parang char. Diba? Interchangeable yan eh. Lol,
true.
Char.
Chos.
Joke, chos. And block na kita kasi ingit ka eh sa awesomeness ng buhay ko. Kaya lagi kang hater at kontra. Block na lang kita. I'll do the favor for you.
That's the common sentiment. Like when you get a mean, hateful message, people just immediately assume ingitera lang to or ingitero lang to. So ipablock ko na.
Tsaka but, parang like paulit-ulit. Yung parang like, haven't you made yourself clear? I mean, I get, by now, I get the message that you don't like me. Why do you keep me on your timeline?
Yeah.
Why don't you block me?
Right. But the problem with that is, like I said earlier, sometimes you kind of get trigger happy. And minsan, kahit constructive criticism lang namang talaga yung comment. Or, you know,
na trigger ka na.
Comment of concern,
yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Sometimes people will just block people for just not saying something positive.
Yeah.
Block na agad. Kasi parang I was, cause like there's this whole thing with India Farah in the Drag Race world and like her getting in on it on Twitter with like Shay Coley, with Derek Barry. May drama sila ngayon eh. Anyway, parang then people started talking about like who's blocked who. Tapos parang people are like, yeah, actually like Cornbread just blocked me out of nowhere. Like I didn't even say anything bad. And apparently like there are some queens na parang when they're in a mood, yung kunyari may nang asar siguro, parang sunod-sunod daw biglang nagbablock happy. So siguro
like random.
Pag parang, or parang siguro kunyari nandun ka sa
line of fire.
Sa line of fire kasi nasa notifications ka. Minsan nadadamay even people who didn't really say anything bad. So alam mo yon, yung parang siguro parang pag nagdilim na yung paningin mo because you're so upset.
Pero kasi weird. Maybe they did say something. You know how like people are sometimes like, I didn't say anything bad. Pero actually, you did say something.
Maybe.
Gets, and maybe to you, it wasn't anything. But to the person concerned, it was offensive.
I guess.
And remember like Marky, kasi like kami medyo opposite kami ni Marky. I kind of like, just ignore.
Yeah.
Ni Marky kasi diba parang konting ano lang block. Because it's like, I just don't need you on my timeline. So that I can, you know, breathe and don't have to, like, worry about... It takes a lot for me to block people. I probably block less than 5 in my life.
But it also depends on the kind of messages you get.
Well, that's true, though.
Have you ever gotten,
like all-out hateful, parang mula naman.
Okay.
But more like, if you get to me... Wala naman all-out, like, hateful. Pero the ones that I have blocked... You mentioned non-stop.
Yeah.
Parang, why are you telling me what to do? Why are you like, yun medyo like, and if I don't know them, kasi kung medyo kilala ko naman, pinagpapasensyahan ko na lang kasi I kind of like, you know what I mean?
I get what you're saying, but also, hindi lang hateful yung kablock-block in situations like what you mentioned, na parang pag makulit. Sometimes, even if they're actually saying good things, if they come on too strong and it gets a little creepy, sometimes I feel like the best move is just to block
Sobrang konti talaga. Like, I'm telling you, less than 5. My block list
I definitely block more than 5.
So short.
No, and I remember there was this weird time na I would keep blocking this person, but they would just keep making a new account.
Creating new accounts. Mm. Oh, that's a thing too. Definitely, that's a thing. Another example, block na kita. Sorry, mama, pero I can't afford you knowing all my shenanigans. So, this is a friendly block. Like, what you don't know won't hurt you.
Yeah, I'd rather not see.
Yeah. And I know literal human beings who have blocked their parents for this purpose.
Ipa-block ko na ba si Small Loud eh?
Like,
kasi last night, I saw lang this TikTok na parang, paano gumising ang bilyonaryo?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah! I was in bed siya. Tapos parang, yaya. Tapos parang, the yaya says, "Ma'am, 6:30 na." Niya, PM? Hindi po AM. Ah, okay. Remote. Kasi inabot sa kanya yung remote. And then she presses something. And then the curtains just, you know, open. And yeah, ang ganda-ganda ng view. Alam mo yung parang, oh my gosh. I want your life.
Ayan, mga inggiter.
Hindi naman. Hindi ko naman siya gustong i-block. Parang
very aspirational. Very aspirational.
Damn!
That's how you live life.
I know!
Ay, and another example, block na kita. Kasi gusto kong itanong mo ko ng, oh, what happened? Did I do something wrong? Wala lang. Pabebe lang. Kasi hindi mo na ako pinapansin eh.
Papansin block.
Papansin block.
Eh, ang bad dun, what if seryosohin ang block mo? Oo, tapos hindi ka tanungin na parang,
yun lang.
What did I do? Tapos magalit na lang din sa'yo.
It's binlock ka rin.
Yeah. Oh.
Hindi, tsaka alam mo yun, yung parang like, obviously, ba-block mo siya sa isa lang. Para pwede ka pa niyang kontakin in
sa
other
iba.
Apps
True.
Or text or, you know, Viber or whatever. But, like, what if, kunyari, Instagram mo siya binlock. Tapos nalaman mo, binlock ka na sa text messaging, sa Messenger, Ooh, sa Twitter, sa Viber, sa whatever. Pati phone number mo binlock na. Ano ka ngayon?
Wala. Block na from their lives. So.
Yeah. What the thing is, you have to like unblock. Because the only thing they haven't blocked you in is the one where you block them first, which is, kunyari, Instagram. The last chance you have is to unblock them, then send the message immediately.
Medyo nakakahiya din. Tapos yung
nakakahiya.
Parang, hindi, tsaka nakakahiya. Yung feeling mo na big deal na binlock mo sila. Yun pala, they didn't even notice that they got blocked
right,
by you.
Right? So,
parang
yeah,
nagpapabebe ka tapos pointless.
It's a pointless pabebe. A
pee-pee. Wala kang napala. Pee-pee.
It's a pee-pee. A pointless
pabebe.
And one last example, block na kita. Diba nga, sabi nila, once you go block, you can't go back. Goodbye and good riddance. Ito yung block na walang bawian.
Walang bawian. Yeah, that's it. That's
like,
really it.
You get one strike and you're out. And lalo na kung di yun man kilala. Kasi for me, like, if you just come out of nowhere and like you just come up with something like really hateful and I don't know who you are, you don't know who I am.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a permanent block.
I mean, pag-deserve
Why?
Mo naman eh, diba?
Diba?
Yeah.
There Bola. Was one though na feeling ko fan or follower.
Okay.
Basta meron akong post on Instagram. Tapos yung comment niya yung very like pinapagalitan ako ganun. Like, I'm
what?
So disappointed.
Block. My God.
No, alam mo yung, yeah, that was one of my few. Kasi usually yun, I would let it pass.
Maybe just delete the comment.
Yeah, or kasi hindi naman siya all out hateful. It's not
yeah,
like pangit mo or whatever. Alam mo yung super troll. Alam mo na it's coming, but it just so rubbed me the wrong way. The way it was worded. Kasi, it's very strongly worded. Yung parang like, how, parang, basta, and it was just like a naughty post. It wasn't even like bastos or suggestive. You know, like what we do on the show.
Yeah.
Yung medyo ganun lang siya.
Wink, wink.
Wink, wink. At talagang ganun, like, went off. And I was like,
I don't need this in my life
yun.
Right now. Also, I'm an adult. This is my life.
Yun.
I can do whatever the hell I want
there.
To. I can post whatever the hell I want
like,
to.
I felt like a toddler.
I don't even know you.
Off, and I don't even know them.
Oh my gosh.
So I was like, okay. Block.
Deserve.
But there you go. Tell us about it. Like even the, and especially the ano, yung mga kakaibang reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, why would you block someone? Go ahead and tweet us. Twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag block na kita in all your tweets.
Don't forget the monster text line 0961-1367-931. We're on Viber and Telegram for your requests and shoutouts. But for now, Calvin Harris with Dua Lipa and Young Thug here on The Morning Rush with Chico and Hazel all the way till 10, only on The Monster. Good morning.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. time for the top 10 for today, but let's do some greets.
Let's say good morning to Christopher Salvador, who says hi to his good friend Mark Santiago on the way to work. Hello to Nate Choi and Miel. Also, what's up to Renz and Danielle? Saying good morning to Joseph Edward Villiona. Good morning to Annie. And let's see. Hello to Ingo Lazaro and the DSC team from Annie Nicario. Good morning to Nelson Caparas, who says, belated happy birthday again, Chico.
Thank you.
And good morning to AC. What's up to everybody on Twitter as well at RX931 if you've got greets and requests. Or you can tweet us directly at Hazel Hottie and at Chico Garcia.
All right, so we've got our top 10 courtesy of Cutie at the Disco. Block na kita. Let's start off at number 10 from Not Isidro. Eh kasi puro negativity yung mga posts mo. Pati problema ng ibang tao pinapost mo. Ang toxic lang.
Yeah. But why don't you just mute them? I think pag ako kasi, if their posts bother me, but they don't attack me or anything like that, then I will just mute. Or
that's
unfollow.
True. Yeah. Kasi parang ano lang, alam mo yung parang like, I get it if it's your problem, pero pati problema ng iba, parang like it's so heavy.
Yeah. Pero pag binlock mo kasi, be prepared also for that person to possibly confront you.
Yeah.
Kasi parang you took the first shot.
Actually,
kasi wala naman siyang ginagawa sa'yo directly. Mm-hmm. Tapos binlock mo siya.
Well, unless you don't see each other.
Well, then, guess, that's not gonna be a problem.
Ang hirap pa kunyari, office mate.
Yeah.
Family
yeah.
member. I mean, obviously, there's no avoiding them.
Yeah.
But, you know, if they're like peripheral friend,
it's fine.
Ako feeling ko, like, you can, well, just hope you don't run into each other in the mall or, you know
yeah.
what I mean? Yun awkward yun. If you run in the same circles, that might be a problem.
Yeah.
Number 9 for Maxim De Winter. Block na kita, masyado kang woke. I'm in social media to enjoy. Hindi para sobrang magpakaseryoso in life.
Ayan, yung mga tao that call you out na wala sa lugar.
Yeah.
Especially because like we mentioned earlier when we were giving examples, you know, we're all adults here.
Yeah.
So, if ever we do post something maybe a little questionable, maybe a little naughty, it's not for you to judge. If you don't like what you see, then just don't look at it.
Yeah.
Look away, diba?
Because it's, we're really like playing around with a big gray area here.
Mm.
When is it something that it's so bad that you have to call it out? Kasi obviously, meron namang ganun.
Of course, if it's offensive.
You know? But then, it becomes grayer and grayer.
What's offensive?
What's offensive?
Uh-uh.
Paano pag biglang it's like, look, let it go. It's just like a throwaway comment. But no, you made a big deal out of it. But then, if you ask that person, it's like, no, we have to make a stand because ang hirap,
funny
to be
how
honest.
It's also similar to what we do, like on air. Like
that's
what
true.
People call us out for.
That is true.
Or on, tapos yung mga, yung parang, well, we didn't really say anything bad. But then some people may interpret it differently.
It's a, yeah. That's a problem. Even with tweets, you would think that there is such a thing as a completely harmless tweet. They will find something.
Yeah.
And can you imagine, lalo na pag, kunyari, YouTuber, yung, alam mo, parang tayo yan eh, yung, you talk a lot. And when you talk a lot, there's bound to be something that people will find questionable.
Yeah.
Kasi, di ba, ano yun, di ba, ano yung saying, di ba yung, plenty talk, plenty mistakes. Little talk, little mistakes. No talk, no mistakes. I mean, ganun lang naman yun. You're bound to say something. Like if you're like, can you imagine you're like a Wendy Williams kind of
host.
Oh my gosh. Like, you'll never hear the end of it.
Oh yeah. You'll have criticisms for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah.
But, you know, like you said, the more following you have, diba? Of course. I mean, the bigger you're following, the more prone you are to mga comments na ganyan.
Pero let's, ano na, it has to be said. Meron ding, yung when you're a Wendy Williams kind of host, some people give you a free pass because that's all you do. You shade people all the time. And they don't call you out as often as, let's say, somebody like Ellen DeGeneres.
Ah.
Who's like, you know,
Good point.
You know, Mr. Nice Guy.
Yeah.
When she said something, even just remotely shady, kukuyugin siya. Yeah. As opposed to somebody who's very like Howard Stern,
yes.
Wendy Williams, na Sharon Osbourne, na very vocal, very... Alam mo yon, gets?
You're right. Parang kumbaga sa grading on a curve. Parang ganun eh. Judging on a curve yung mga
yes.
tao.
Yung parang, because they do that all the time. So hindi ko na siya i-call out. Kasi parang, eh yan naman, ogag naman talaga yan eh. So, gets?
True.
So in a weird way, the ones who actually say a lot of shady things, sila pa yung mas napapalamas.
They get away with it, yeah.
Yeah.
Because they just own it. It's like,
crazy.
Well, this is me. If you can't take it, don't watch.
Yeah.
Diba?
And then the quote-unquote nice people, sila yung, they get it.
Yeah.
When they do something, kasi parang, I thought you were nice. I'm so disappointed. Diyan nalalabas yung, you know, that side of it.
People have to remember though, you know, we're all human. So, even the nicest people will make mistakes at some point.
Even you, who are calling out the person, will make mistakes. Has made mistakes.
Amen.
Is probably in the middle of a mistake. So, you know.
Who are you to judge?
Number 8 from Archer Aguilar. Block na kita. Kasi ikaw yung pinapansin ni Lodi, hindi ako.
It's like the most painful thing when you're trying to get their attention tapos hindi naman napapansin.
Alam mo, ikaw yung effort mo 10 tapos hindi ka napapansin. Tapos bila merong some random 3 or 4 tapos siya yung pinansin and you're like...
Oh, yeah, that would be extra painful. Pero, I do... Wala, hindi naman kasi 10 yung effort ko eh.
Yeah.
TBH. Like, alam mo yun. Mabilis din kasi kung ma-discourage.
Yeah.
If like, kunyari, somebody doesn't really see my, ano, my, kunyari tinag mo, tapos hindi mo nakita or something like that. And then I'm like, well, they're probably not gonna see the next time I tag them. So, why tag them?
Why tag, right.
Hindi, pero parang napansin ko, mas madalas napapansin, FYI lang. Kunyari sa mga Instagram, hindi yung stories, if it's on your feed. Like if you tag them, tapos sa feed mo. Or if you tag them sa feed mo, basically, mas makikita nila.
Mas
sometimes they even share it on their own accounts. Yeah.
Oh.
Kasi diba pag parang, pag kunyari sa stories, or nag-reply ka sa stories nila, merong, like for us, you know, even I get that, yung may requests part sa Instagram.
Yeah.
Diba? So you don't necessarily see them right away.
Oh,
sometimes
that's
you
true.
Kind of forget that they're there.
That's true.
Yeah. So I don't know though kung bakit certain people na pupunta sa request, certain people, hindi naman, diretso dun sa general. Diba kasi may primary,
general,
and then request. So I don't get it. I don't know why some people are in requests. I don't know why some people are in general. So... At least, ano ha, sa sarili kong Instagram.
Okay, okay.
Hindi ko din alam kung paano siya nasusort ng Instagram.
Ako naman, I find it so weird. Because, say talking to Gino or somebody, sabi ko, bakit yung mga, di ba when you look at your likes?
Yeah.
Usually, mauuna yung mga the ones you follow.
Mm-hmm.
When you see your list, and then below that are the people you don't follow. Sa akin, it's scattered.
Oh.
Like, alam mo yun, like, I follow. Maraming I don't follow. Tapos may isang I follow. Tapos maraming I don't follow. I follow. Hindi siya sunod-sunod. I mean, hindi siya magka-bunch together at the top.
Maybe it's chronological?
It's weird. No, because like, if kung si Gino nga yun, parang siya chinek niya.
Sunod-sunod
yung fina-follow niya, nasa taas. How come mine isn't arranged in that way? It's weird.
That's a little weird, yeah. Wait, are you saying from a post or
like,
stories?
Like my post. No, my post.
Ah, post talaga.
And then when you check out like who liked my photo, di ba usually naka-bunch up sa taas lahat ng the people you already follow who liked it?
Oh,
as
usually, pero no. Pero for me, naka-bunch up and then parang stranger. And then parang may mga random people na naiiwan
I mean.
Sa baba.
Yeah.
Na kilala ko, that I follow.
And I don't get it, why they're not bunched with everybody else.
I think maybe sila yung mga nahuli na mag-view. Like siguro yung mga naka-bunch together, medyo around the same time nila nakita.
No.
Hindi rin.
Kasi like kunyari ah, so nasa taas, Marky, Rika, Hazel. Tapos biglang No. Marky Rica, tapos makita ko si Nikki kunyari na sa baba. Tapos biglang, a few hours later, makikita ko Marky Rica Hazel. So nadagdagan yung nasa taas. Si Nikki nasa baba pa rin.
Oh.
Even if nauna siya. Basta like hindi siya nilalagay sa taas. Something like that. It's weird.
I don't know.
Is your... Kasi yun,
it's
I
like
guess
that.
It's more
yes,
like
I okay. do have people that I follow na parang... Bakit wala siya dun sa...
Dun sa taas.
Bungkus dun.
Right?
Yeah, you're right.
It's
yeah,
weird.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly
I don't get
like
it.
That. I don't know. I no
Pero
idea.
Pero like sa stories, the people who viewed, nasa taas talaga lahat ng...
The people you know.
The people I know. Even if they didn't like it, yung just who viewed it, automatic, the people you follow, sila yung, di ba, una, the people who like.
And then
the people
you
follow. And then random na.
Yeah.
It's weird.
True.
Number 7, coming from JR Keita. Block na kita after nating maghiwalay. Ayokong nakikita yung mga posts mo at mga ganap sa buhay mo para peace of mind and to move on. Like, I'm not angry with you. Like, from the bottom of my heart, I am not angry with you. I just need to be able to move on. So don't look at it as an aggressive move. I just need to not see you, not see updates about your life because I need to, like, restart my own life.
I think that's the way to go. But it's easier for you to move on.
Yeah.
But there are certain situations where you can't block them because then people will know that you blocked them.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Like, why did you block? Why aren't you friends with so-and-so? Especially if you're in a secret relationship.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
No, but would they see it unless you're a celebrity? Para well, like random,
you know how,
kunyari,
so,
like
you know how people sometimes get curious and they're like, oh, why don't they follow each other? Kunyari, what if tayo? Secretly, mag-on pala tayo.
Okay.
Tapos biglang nag-break tayo, so we blocked each other on social media, but we still work together.
Right.
So people can check who you're following, people can check who I'm following, and they'll know na parang, oh, why don't you follow each other?
Oh.
Diba?
That's true.
Kahit na hindi pa mag-block eh, di ba? Kahit you just unfollow each other.
Yeah.
Meron makakapansin at makakapansin.
Well, sa celebs, di ba?
Yeah.
In-unfollow na ni ganyan sa ganyan.
Tapos may ano, laging may receipts. Alam mo yun? Yung parang, yeah, may screenshot na. Oh, not following.
Not following.
You see that? Yeah, but... At totoo yun na, healthy talaga yung blocking.
It's true. At saka yung minsan yung you want to, kung pwede mo lang i-spell it out for them na, wait, this is not ano ha, like I'm not like angry. But I need you to be not within my line of sight.
Yes. Okay.
So that I can like move forward.
I actually have a friend who went through a breakup recently na the day of the breakup, like before they parted ways, like my friend said, okay, before we part ways now, can we just unfollow each other like all over social media? Because I don't want to see like, you know, I don't want to constantly be updated and whatever. It'll just be easier if we don't see each other for a while.
And no offense.
I mean, like down the line, of course, you can follow each other again, diba? Or you can message each other. Pwede namang mag-usap kayo. But pag fresh pa kasi... I think that's good. At least may heads up kayo. And maybe do it while you're together, while you know.
While
you're still talking to each other. Yeah. Para wala ding, maybe one will feel attacked pag naunang mag-unfollow yung isa, diba? So, mapag-usapan yun na before you part ways. And then, go, do it. Together.
And you
mutually.
You will feel attacked. Regardless of how you kind of, unless nga na pag-usapan yun na. So, at least yun. Okay, sige, go.
Parang yung friend ko, no eh, thinking ahead.
That's true. At saka yung you're not letting just your heart think for you.
Yeah.
You use a lot of your brain to do the deciding for you. Number 6 from Queen of Deadma. Block na kita. Iba-ibang itsura mo. Ibang-iba ang itsura mo in person versus post mo online.
Oh no.
Although ako, it has happened to me. I just unfollow. I don't block. Why would I block? Pero alam mo yun, yung...
Dahil hindi nila na-meet yung expectations.
I mean, obviously, if that's the only reason you're following them, because you think they look a certain way, and you like how they look, pag na-realize mo na, ay, hindi pala ganun yung itsura. Unfollow. Pero nothing aggressive, nothing... Alam mo yun, parang...
Parang siguro some people...
Change my mind.
Maybe they just feel duped.
I don't feel that way naman. Kasi everybody, you know... would choose your best angle, obviously.
Yeah.
So, siguro pag nakita mo bigla in person or in a video na, ay, hindi pala ganun-ganun yung itsura niya. You do have the option to change your mind.
Yeah.
Diba? Parang,
you can unfollow. Uncrush.
And it's not
unfollow,
like...
Unfollow, uncrush.
And it's not like nagalit ka sa kanila or anything. Hindi naman. It's more like, ah, okay, change my mind. Next. And number 5 from Rudes Antonio. Block na kita. Hello, tapos na yung election, but you're still pestering me about the results of it.
Can we just stop?
Yung parang hindi pa rin tapos.
Ano na? Over a month na.
Yeah.
Since election.
At saka the results. Kasi gets ko pa yung, kunyari merong bago kasi na issue or something. Mm. Then obviously that's a new thing, right?
Yeah.
But if it's still that,
mm-mm.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah.
Number 4 from the Super Malice Guy. Block na kita. Baka mag-iba ang tingin mo sa akin eh, sa mga pinoposts ko. It's like a block na you're just trying to protect them. Or not so much protect them, but protect the you that they know.
Yes, this is true. Like, a lot of kids block their parents because they don't want their parents to see their activity on social media.
Yeah. Yeah.
Diba? Or their activities. So,
parang, I'm not doing anything bad, but I'd rather that you don't see this side of my life, this side of me. I'd rather this, you know, go for like, lano ko medyo alter yung, yung, yung kind of like feel mo. Parang, yeah.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. But then again, for me kasi parang, well, this is me. I'm an adult. It's better that you know then who I am, greatest, how I am.
Greatest showman, this is me.
Or Demi Lovato.
Or Demi Lovato.
This is me. No, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Parang, maybe there are some things you are too shy to open up to them about. Baka mas okay pa nga na they just see it.
What comes
in
to mind?
Sa social media?
Mga artista. Kasi sometimes it's like I remember yung story ni Emilia Clarke.
Mm.
She didn't realize that that episode that they were watching with the entire family was her nude scene where as Daenerys, she comes out from the fire completely naked.
Okay.
And it was awkward. She was with her entire family. Like with her parents and her like relatives.
Yeah.
Alam mo yung, I kind of get it. I would probably cringe. Like, no, it's my nude scene and I'm with my entire family. Yung parang, it's work. You need to do it for work. But you also know that it will affect them in a weird way. Na parang, oh crap. Like,
you don't want to see that.
You don't want to see that.
Yeah.
So, diba, I know artistas who are like, especially if it's a, alam mo yung tipong, you're starring in a movie like 50 Shades of Grey or whatever. May abiso ka, alam ko yung mga lola mo or ganyan na parang ganyan na skip this one.
Mm-hmm.
Just watch the next one. It's a rom-com, you know? Don't watch this R-rated, you know, extravaganza. Skip this on your watch list.
Yeah, pero... Yeah, ikaw ba? Meron ka bang... Kung may ibablock ka na tao na ayaw mong makita nila yung shenanigans mo online? Meron ba?
Wala naman kasi we're on radio. I mean, I have experienced it. You know, sometimes I see something on air that's pretty naughty and then a relative will be like, oh, I heard that. You said ganyan. Parang like, cringe. Like, oh no. Like, kasi I am very quiet. Like,
yeah,
you know, I mean, with family and friends. So, there is a side of me that's very TMR.
And a side of you.
That's not necessarily, that I don't bring to family and friends.
Right. So, they only hear it.
Or certain friends. Kasi meron din ako friends na hindi naman ako ganito. Gets. Yung, so, it's not that that's not me, but being a Gemini, that's me, but this is a different me.
Right.
So, they're all me.
And different people bring out different parts of you.
Exactly. So when they kind of like bleed together, it gets weird.
True. Pero, yun nga. Parang, kasi siguro like online ha. Not on air, but online. Wala naman tayong questionable activities.
Wala naman.
Like, hindi naman kasi tayo constantly posting.
Yeah.
So, it's not really a big deal.
Yeah.
Although, I do remember one time I posted a blog entry na parang, there's a... Parang ang title ata nung post ko, like, there's a bun in the oven. Tapos may parang ultrasound photo.
Okay.
Because at the time, one of my friends was pregnant. So parang ang ibig ko sabihin was, oh, we're gonna have like a barkada. Maybe. Kasi she's pregnant. But also, it was the first, it was my first blog entry or blog post. Dun okay. Sa, nagpalit yata ako ng domain or something. So I had a new blog. So, double meaning. Yung there's a bun in the oven. I meant like my babying parating and a new blog.
It's a new blog.
Yeah. So that was the message that I posted. Tapos I think one of my relatives saw it kasi I shared it maybe on my Facebook or something. Eh parang sa Facebook wala naman yatang preview or yung okay. Parang they can read the text. Yeah. So nakita lang yung title and like the picture that I chose. And then like messaged my mom.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Or called my mom and told her na parang ano ni Hazel? Ano yung pinost niya na ganyan-ganyan? So parang akala nila was like an announcement of some sort or ano na meron nila? Akong lihim na
bunti over coffee.
Yun. Sabi ko, ano? No. I'm like, no. Natawa lang din yung mama ko kasi parang alam naman niya na parang na, ha? Wala yung
baka nagbe-bake siya. Literal.
It's like may bun sa oven.
Number three from Al Macchiato. Block na kita kasi ikaw yung nagsusumbong dun sa mga subjects of my private rants. Nakakainis yun kasi kaya ka nga nag... I mean, I'm not saying that it's right, but when you're venting about something to someone, parang it goes without saying. Like, hello, if I'm going to be like, alam mo, Hazel, bad trip talaga itong si Marky kasi ganito, ganito. Yung parang obviously that's bad because you're like, you know, backstabbing somebody who's a friend of yours. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you also know that I'm ranting. And if I wanted to tell Marky, then I would tell Marky. The reason I'm telling you is because siguro nga hindi ko masabi pa sa kanya, but I need to get it off my chest.
And it's so not your place. It's not your place na i-out yung tao na nag-rant.
At the very least, you can tell me na
you should tell him. Oo.
I mean, if you feel that way, I think you should. Kesa yung kinikim-kim mo ng ganyan. Yeah. And like, you know, I think, you know, for the sake of your friendship, maybe you should tell him directly. Mm. But you, behind my back,
telling Marky
about it, yun, that's shady.
That's betrayal.
It's betrayal.
Yeah, betrayal of someone's trust. Yeah. So, yes.
Number two from Yogon, block na kita. And I super like believe in this, especially past couple of years. Mm. Life is uncertain. That's why we should all do the things that will make us happy and at peace. If it means blocking you, so be it.
That's true. Life is too short.
I really think the pandemic brought this to us.
This thinking.
Uh-uh. Major siya. I mean, even now where we're starting to feel or we're starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel na, we might actually see the end of this. Parang hindi na natin mabitawan yung like, nag-iba yung tingin natin about how we should live our lives. Mm. Meron na tayong very life is short.
Yeah.
Vibe.
Tsaka hindi na lang kasi COVID eh. Sometimes parang ang dami mo nakababalitaan. Look,
Russia, mga...
Yeah.
Diba, oil prices could be like 100 pesos in the future and then you have like, diba the shortage ng mga... In Singapore, they have a chicken shortage.
Yeah.
Supplies shortage all over the world.
Corriente. Diba?
It's frightening.
All that stuff.
It
so,
is frightening.
It is scary.
And the top block na kita comes from Mike Ferrer.
Mike Ferrer says...
Kasi ang nilalike mo lang na photos ko, yung mga unflattering pics. Either nakapikit, nakanganga, bad
kasi
angle.
Kasi nagpo-post ng unflattering photos.
Hindi.
Yung mga
like,
tagged.
Yung mga ano. Basta nakikita mo na parang, teka lang.
You're a secret hater! That's what you are.
Or kaya nag-post ka ng group photo, tapos in that particular photo, hindi ka ganun ka-okay. Yun ang mga nilalike niya.
Malay mo naman, it's their way of telling you na, I love you at your worst.
Oh my gosh. Can you like me at my best too? Like me.
Pansinin mo naman yung in-effort ko na studio pic.
Oo. Diba?
Oo.
Oh my gosh. But there you go. The top 10. Block na kita. If you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us. Twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Block na kita in all your tweets.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Mo Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today, but let's do some greets first.
Saying good morning to Me and A on Viber. Also, hello to Not Isidro. Hi to Joe. Joe Gan says hello to Ken Kangs, Heisi, and Janice on their way to drop off their kids to school. Hey, thank you for keeping us in the background. Also, we want to say good morning to Ria, who says Maya Paabak. Did I say that right?
Yes, yes.
Hi to everybody on Twitter. Jay Ryan actually tweeted us like an hour before the show, maybe a couple hours before TMR started. Tapos yung tweet niya, yung ganitong oras na pag-google ako about Darwin Nunez. Probably listening to the podcast, I don't know. Yeah. Hello to Archer Aguilar, Kuya Anthony, Mama Juvie, and Happy Pill. Hi to Juice Blank, who made flatbread or naan last Sunday.
Para sa set up.
Nan. Nan for you, nan for me.
Nan for you, nan for me.
Nakakainis. Hi to the rusher formerly known as Betting Gersey, who says, oh, today is my birthday. Pag-greet naman. Happy birthday!
Oh, happy birthday!
I typically listen live, but I'm working an overnight flight, so I'll be up in the air by the time you guys go on air, but I'll listen to you in the podcast. So, hey, good morning. Happy, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Safe flight. Hello to Melai, Supergirl, and Ronaldo Quino. And that's it for greets.
And also to August Benitez. Hello.
Hi, August.
Always so happy to hear from
morning.
You.
Morning.
Ito eh, nung pinag-aaral kasi natin yung mga block eh, diba? Sabi niya, so Chico, in-unfollow mo na ba siya? Hindi, wala akong pina-unfollow. Wala akong ina-unfollow. Mm-hmm.
Sino?
Hindi. In-unfollow mo na ba siya? I didn't want
never.
To never.
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 My
why
gosh.
Would I? Why would I?
Yeah, but that'll be the day. Can you just imagine? Feeling ko ikaw yung ipa-fashion police na bakit in-unfollow? Si Pia.
OMG. Si Pia Alonso. Never.
May unfollowhan na nangyari.
Oh.
Oh, hello to Tino who says good morning. Ano ba yan? Late na ako nakatune in. Sayang. Sayang na sayang.
I cannot with you.
The famous top, last words.
I know, right? The top 10, block na kita. Thank you, Cutie at the Disco, for the topic. Number 10 from Jerkazor Obob. Kasi alam kong mas makakabuti sa ito. At alam ko, hindi mo ko kayang i-block. So ako na lang ang mamba-block sa'yo. Like we're not good for each other. For whatever reason, it's better that you don't see what I post, but you don't have, I know that you will never unfollow me or never block me. Ako na lang. I'll
do you a solid and block you.
As a favor to you.
Yeah, it's possible. You know, sometimes out of concern, you do that. I can imagine this happening. Kunyari, tayo, tapos naghiwalay tayo. Mm. And alam ko na you're still hung up on me.
Pero ikaw move on na
pero
move on
ka ano na. Pero gustong-gusto ko nang i-post yung new relationship ko, di ba? With
tama,
my new
tama.
Babe. So,
yeah.
Alam ko na ma-hurt ka, pero mag-o-obsess ka, tapos stalk mo siya, stalk mo ako.
Awayan
so,
mo.
You know what? Uh-oh. I'll do you a favor. I'll just block you.
That's true. It's just hard when you don't spell it out like that. Mm. Siyempre, kunyan, hindi tayo nag-uusap. Isipin ko lang parang like, what did I do wrong?
Yeah.
Or that galit ka, or that you don't care about me anymore. When it's not that, it's more like, I just want to be able to post without hurting you because I actually still care about you.
You know,
ang hirap nun, ha?
When a relationship ends talaga, it's so complicated, but I don't think it should be.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as someone, you know, who's experienced a lot, and I'd like to think na medyo nag-mature na yung thinking ko when it comes to relationships.
Yeah.
Ang bottom line lang naman is, if somebody ends a relationship, it just means they don't want to be in a relationship with you anymore.
Period.
That's the end. Period.
Like, I mean, you can qualify it.
There's no need.
You can pepper it with other thoughts.
Yeah, there's no need to figure out what happened, why it ended, how it ended, whether it was you who did something or kung kaninong fault, sino unang nag-move on, may bago na ba siya. irrelevant.
Yeah.
The relationship is over, and that's the bottom line.
And does it really matter why it ended? It just matters that
it's
ended.
Over. Yeah. Diba? Parang hindi mo kasi yun agad maiisip. Lalo na if you're fresh out of a relationship. Lalo na kung ikaw yung dinumps. Let's say, ikaw yung na-dumps sa relationship nyo. Yung parang, ang dami mong tanong, ang dami mong... Kasi nga, you can't accept it.
Pwede kasing post-mortem. Yung, alam mo yung parang like, okay, what happened? Why did it end? Para lang you don't repeat the same mistakes. Pero yung to obsess over it, to marinate in it...
Hindi, kasi alam mo yung parang may post-mortem and then may post-mortem pa yung post-mortem. Yung pag naghiwalay na kayo and you're on your own, then you start replaying the conversation in your head. Tapos may mga follow-up questions ka na hindi mo natanong. Yeah. Or may mga parang vague yung pagkapaliwanag sa'yo. So you're like, but what did that mean? Diba? Yung parang ganun. So, and then it never ends. For me, just take it at face value. Just listen to the person and what they have to say. And that's that.
Maybe that's why they, ano, no? That's why they chose that name for Carrie's boyfriend in Sex and the City. Mr. Vague. Kasi di ba parang they never really like labeled their relationship. Hindi mo mapinta yung relationship.
Pero ako kasi kung kay Mr. Vague, parang mas pipiliin ko yung mas lalo pang malabo, yung sobrang labo.
Mm-mm.
Si Mr. Too Vague. If I had a choice.
I deserve that. I deserve that. You know? Alam mo yung may ginawa kang pagkakasala sa tao. Uh-huh. Tapos gumanti sa'yo parang, I deserve it. I accept.
Hashtag deserve.
I accept it. I accept the punishment. Number 9, coming from JR Keita. Block na kita. True story to ah. Kasi sabi mo sa posts mo, 2.5 lang yung binibenta mo. Tapos nung nag-message ako sa'yo at nung bibilin ko na, nagbago ang presyo, naging 5,000.
Alam mo, may mga sellers na...
Not so bad, ha?
I think, kaya hindi nila pinapost yung price. Kasi they're gonna price it accordingly. Depende dun sa nag-i-inquire.
Ito nga, sinabi na 2.5.
Ito medyo weird. Kasi meron nang nakalagay.
Medyo weird. Nakalagay
so,
na dun.
Suddenly, bigla, nung nakita na parang...
Or they'll give you a reason na parang, kasi ano eh, nagkaubusan or whatever, kakamimi.
Oh, nakita mo lang na naka-Chanel ako sa profile photo.
Ah, diba?
Oh, eh, diba?
Yung pinaprofile ka. Pinaprofile
ka. Yeah.
And number 8, from Queen of Deadma, block na kita. Kasi titigbakin na kita eh sa mga entries ko sa TMR. It's better that you don't know about it.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun.
But it doesn't matter because if it gets read on air and they listen, they'll know.
Marinig din. Number 7 from Simply Nedge, nilalahad mo na yung buhay mo eh sa social media. Sumulat ka na lang sa MMK. Sagad na nga ako sa K-drama, dadramahan mo pa ako. Yung parang, you kind of appreciate it when friends wear their hearts on their sleeve. Pero meron ka rin, sana there are other things that you post, hindi puro problema.
No, and actually, so, it baffles me that many years in, I mean, sa social media ha, na parang, there are still people who overshare.
Yeah.
Yung parang, haven't we learned by now, na parang, don't overshare. It's never a good thing when you post, like, too many details.
And it backfires now, ha? Uh-oh. Like, lalo na yung, di ba, nauso ngayon, yung i-out mo yung, not in an LGBT way, yung i-out mo yung ginawa sa ng jowa mo. Yung kunyari, they cheated on you.
Yes.
Tapos, ipopost mo in full detail mga text, mga screenshots ng text messages, yung inaway ka nung side piece nung jowa mo, blah, 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 blah. Thinking that this is how you shame them. But nowadays, when people do that,
I'm sure
a lot of them are surprised na 50-50 yung comments.
It's always going to be like that.
50% are supporting you and saying, hey, we're behind you, your jowa is a jerk. And then there's 50% calling you out for whatever reason.
And they call you out na, you're being a jerk by posting this. You do know that, right? And
so nowadays, hindi mo na rin maa-assure na that's a purely, I'm going to destroy you on social media. Kasama ka na
you're
dun.
Destroying yourself in the process. And don't forget, some employers nowadays look at your social media before they hire you.
Yep.
And if makita nila na, kalat naman ito, like, airing scandaloso. Out their dirty laundry all the time. Yes, parang, yes. What more ang pwede nitong i-expose about our company?
Lalo na, ano, ha? Lalo na yung ganong klaseng breakup. Like pag yung nag-resign ka from a company, tapos sinira-siraan mo yung company mo. What makes you think you will be hired by the next company you work for if they check out your social media?
Yeah, because they will be afraid na gagawin mo rin sa kanila yung ginawa mo sa previous employer mo.
No matter if, let's say, you feel like you deserve to do that. Kaya talagang ginago
you were wronged.
Ka nung company mo. Pero still, you know, the future companies who will consider hiring you will take that into consideration.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you have to remember, there's a way of doing it kasi na that won't be damaging to you if you're good.
If you're good.
But you have to be good in yeah. order to do that. Yung parang, you know, you can throw subtle shade.
Right.
Pero pag nagkaroon ng confrontation, may loophole or may labas ka pa rin, you know, may escape ka na parang you can say na, oh, no, but that's not what I meant, blah, 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 diba?
Right,
so kung
right.
magaling ka, kunyari, magsulat, you can do that. But of course, not everybody can do that. Yung iba talagang all out. Wala lang. Para ka lang talagang ng anong tawag mo doon? Ng the drag ng ibang tao or ng company.
Eto, sige. Sample lang namin kayo. Okay. How to be subtle. Ganito lang. Kasi like yung iba dyan, na co-host, na umorder ng kape at iced tea, na recently natapilok.
Ang soto? Sino kaya? Like, they will never know.
You will never guess.
They will never know which RX drop.
No, you will never guess.
Upos na yung kape ko. Ang bilis. No, I did order 2 drinks today and Chica was like, bakit tatlo?
Tatlo yung drinks? Dalawa lang tayo. But may kape, may iced tea. Bakit tatlo?
Hindi, kasi yung kape ko, parang kahapon ko gusto ng kape. So, tinupad ko lang siya this morning because I didn't get to do it yesterday.
Wala ko naman kasi nakita ko na parang, ay.
Nainggit ka lang eh, gusto mo din ng tino.
Hindi, sabi ko, gusto ko yung kape niya.
Kasi may milk.
Kung may freebie, akin na lang yung may milk. Because I'm trying to avoid milk. So.
Ano po naman to? It's really my go-to coffee order now.
Yeah.
It's a hazelnut mocha macchiato. It's my favorite. And it's sweet, but not too sweet.
Alam mo, TBH, one of our regular entry senders, si Al Macchiato, every time I read her entries, naaano ko umorder ng macchiato.
Chico kasi, nagkaroon ng phase na caramel macchiato ang hilig.
Every morning.
And you haven't ordered it in such a long time.
Hello! Kwento ko lang sa inyo. Hugot ko eh.
So now, somebody, I was like, wow, who are you? Kasi yung order niya is not something he orders regularly. I think it's the first time you ordered that.
I would think. Well,
in my presence.
In your presence. I used to order this all the time. Iced macchiato.
So kasi si Chico, ang signature drinks niyan, it's either latte. A latte or yung Zen Oolong
tea.
Basta yung kulay tubig. Kulay tubig kasi siya. If you compare it to my tea, which is the Golden Monkey.
Alam mo ano ko?
With grapefruit and honey.
Ang peg ko doon, yung iced tea na ng Go-Ghost. Kasi halos parang ang putla-putla. But I love it.
Ako talaga tawag ko doon, tubig na may konting ano, may konting tsa.
Ako kasi I love it.
Ang putla-putla ng kulay. But yeah, I mean, you know what? If you feel like ordering 2 drinks today, hey, live a little. Do it. You can
know,
do
I,
it.
I promise you I will be back with a vengeance. After, give me 2 weeks, I will order the macchiato.
Don't let your co-hosts discourage you from going after what you want.
I know, right? Number 6 from the Super Malas Guy. Block na kita? Kasi nagsisend ka pa din ng DMs? Kahit 2 years ka nang sumakabilang buhay? Oh my gosh, Hazel.
What?
Can I just tell you? There's this new movie that I saw a trailer of.
Oh my god.
Last night. Oh, I have a feeling we should watch it in the theater na magkakasama.
What is it?
Can you promise me that you'll watch the trailer after the...
Okay.
The Black Phone.
The Black Phone?
The Black Phone.
Oh.
Okay? Like, I will be there on your side.
I haven't heard of it.
And I will watch you watch it.
I haven't heard of it.
It's the latest. It's so weird.
Who's in it?
It is a horror supernatural thriller. You know who stars in it?
Who?
It's so unlikely. Ethan Hawke.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay. I like Ethan Hawke.
Hazel.
Let's watch it after the talk.
And then let's talk about it.
Maybe
after
maybe we can watch it in the cinema when it comes out.
Okay.
Okay.
Number 5 from Yogon. Block na kita. Kasi ultimatum ng asawa ko eh.
Ay! Dapat kasi, wag na kayo sa social media. Pwede namang mag-text na lang kayo. Ay,
pro
hindi
tips
pala.
Ba yan?
Hindi, wag. Masama. May asawa. Wag. Wag. Stay away, period.
Stay away, period. Oo, yun.
Okay, kakasabi ko lang na nag-mature na ako sa mga pananaw ko sa relationships I'm contradicting myself here.
Number 4 from Elijah Space School. Block na kita. Kasi moms, parehas tayo ng tinda sa online shop natin. Pero yung understandable.
Rivals.
I mean, it doesn't have to be ugly. Ako, yun naman ang ano ko lagi, diba? Like, we can be rivals in whatever. Let's just not make it ugly.
And I like when they say na parang, you know, there's room for everybody.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter whether you're selling the same product.
I agree.
Or you're in the same industry and you're vying for the same positions. There's room for everybody. And
amen.
We gotta make room for each other. I love an episode of The Kardashians when Kourtney actually visited Gwyneth. Kasi diba they both have their lifestyle brands. Gwyneth
right.
Goop, Kourtney Poosh. And it's very similar. It's all about health, wellness, diba? Online, website, sorry. Tapos parang na maraming sub-ventures. So they actually met up and talked about a possible collaboration. And they were like, you know what? People expect us to be like rivals and like to hate each other because we basically have the same thing going. But you know, instead of diba, like competing against each other, why don't we just collaborate?
Exactly.
See what we can work together on.
Yeah.
And it shows such a great example of like, you know, women especially, na parang hindi tayo lahat laging magkakalaban na cutthroat na no, there's only room for one.
That's why I
coexist.
That's why I super love like how the YouTubers and the podcasters have broken the mold when it comes to that. Because nowadays, the thing is, instead of considering each other as rivals, like everyone's collaborating with everyone.
Yeah.
You notice that? Like YouTubers would always like collaborate with each other, have these little challenges in each other's channels. Because it's also a way to grow your channel. Same thing with podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
You see a lot of podcasters guesting each other on each other's shows. Because that's how you... And instead of like you versus me, like why don't we help each other out?
Yeah.
You can have my listeners listening to you, your listeners listening to me, and everybody's happy.
Exactly.
And wala tayong kaaway.
Yeah.
Gets? Mm-hmm. Di ba parang, yeah, really like, super, it's better that way.
Just
more
do...
than yung like before na.
Uh-oh.
Pag nakikinig sa inyo, hindi pwede makinig sa
akin.
Mga ganyan.
Di ba, just do the best that you can. And if your work is worth, di ba, I don't know, like buying or listening to kung podcast or radio show, then it should follow.
That's why I love it
when
somebody like discovers your podcast, because you hear them say like, oh, another podcast to add to my list. So it doesn't mean may na-kick out.
Dinagdag
ka lang dun sa mga papakinggan nila.
True.
Diba? Just like, who says you only have to listen to one?
Yeah, I love that.
Diba?
Alam mo talaga, nagiging healthier na yung mindset
I think
in general ng mga tao, which I love.
True. Number 3 from Archer Aguilar. Block na kita? You think my sexy posts are an invitation for you to send me your own XXX content?
Lalo na kung di mo naman kilala.
Lalo na kung di mo kilala.
You're like, wait lang.
At saka alam mo yung sayo, at most would probably be R18.
Yeah.
Tapos ipapadala sayo, all out XXX. Yung parang, ang laki ng jump.
Oo.
Yung parang, sana yung pinadala mo pa sexy din. Hindi naman all out, like hardcore. Diba? And it's like, it's unwelcome. And how many people have I encountered sa Twitter?
Mm.
Alam mo yung mga Okay, fine. Mga fina-follow ko. Na parang like, alam mo yung sexy posts, ganyan. Pero sexy, not
thirst
like...
Thirst trap.
Yeah, thirst trap. And then, I kid you not, 90% will have a tweet at one point or another na, I'm not asking for your blank pics. I'm just putting myself out there. It's not an invitation for you to like, I mean, like, I appreciate it. I feel flattered, but yeah, it gets awkward sometimes.
Yeah,
because
it does.
Like, your first message to me is a nude photo of a body part that, like, I don't even know how you look like. We have never messaged each other, and here you are. Buyang-yanging your like.
Buyang-yanging.
Right?
Yeah, these are just pervs.
It's just like.
Ang dami nila. Yeah.
Number two for Maxim the Winter, block na kita. Kasi sa profile pic mo, kamukha mo si Chris Pratt. Pero nung nag-EB tayo, kamukha mo pala si Groot.
Mukhang puno na ugat-ugat. Ay. Not always a bad thing, right?
I mean, I'm Groot. Parang may appeal
show
naman
me your ugat.
Si Groot, eh, diba?
Anong feeling mo sa maugat?
Not too much. Just like anything, like a hint of it.
Parang kasi, ano yan eh, parang body hair.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? Yung parang may sexiness siya, pero only to as up to a certain point.
Wag naman yung parang cousin
parang
it.
Parang si Groot.
Oh, parang yeah, cousin it. Yung sa Adam's
yes,
family, yung puro buhok.
Puro buhok or
na,
si Groot.
Alam mo, totoo yan. So, I don't know. Sorry, Rika GGG. Siya kasi gusto niya ata talaga.
Team ugat siya,
no? Team ugat, eh. Huh? I mean, I wouldn't go that far. Mm. I mean, I like the whole... Yung tamang ugat lang. Same thing with, you know, body hair.
Yeah.
A sprinkling is fine.
I agree.
I don't want a shower of veins. You know, so.
I don't want to have to search for stuff, you know? Like...
Alam mo yung ano ka, may grass cutter ka. Alam mo yun, yung merong
no,
yung merong nylon thread na iniikot ng mabilis.
That's too much work. I'm lazy. I can't. He's not lazy.
No, I'm not lazy. And the top, block na kita, comes from Victoriano and ODH.
They both say.
So, Victoriano says, sorry talaga, pero hindi ko kayang makita kang masaya sa feeling ng iba.
So, ibablock kita?
I really can't. Like, you know what? I'm happy for you. Go. But it hurts. I mean, I'm happy for you, but that doesn't mean I'm happy with what I'm seeing.
I don't know what it is, though, but I'm sure we've all done it. Yung alam naman natin na ma-hurt tayo, pero paulit-ulit natin tinitingnan yung photos with, like, the new person.
Well... You know, I'm not like that.
Oh, I am.
I'm not like that. Like, if I see somebody that I like, minsan hindi naman ex. Yung kunyari crush. Ito nga, sige, let's read ODHs first. Block na kita, crush. Kasi masaya ka na sa jowa mo. Ang sakit sa mata, nakita yung happiness ninyo. This is more me. More than J.R. Keita.
Uh-oh.
I mean, Victoriano, sorry. Yung... I don't want to see it. It's not that kind of... You know, like sometimes when you have singaw, you like to put salt. Kasi it makes it so painful that when the pain goes down a little bit... Kasi kunyari, without the salt, your singaw is a 5.
Yeah.
And then when you put salt, it becomes a 10, right? Mm-hmm. But when it goes down, parang nagiging 3 na lang siya.
Mm-hmm.
So... parang nabawasan yung pain.
But kailangan mo munang ma-reach yung peak ng pain.
Yung super sakit-sakit for it to feel like, oh, okay, it's not so bad.
Mm.
I'm not like that. To me, it's like, I don't want to see this.
Oh.
Yeah.
You don't want to get to 10?
No.
To get to 3? You'd rather stay at
5?
I'm
okay with 5. I'm okay with 5.
Okay.
Ganun ako. Like I don't need to punish myself. I'm not a glutton for punishment.
Alam mo kasi yung, you know how sometimes pag may singaw ka, you hit it with your tongue.
Yeah.
Constantly.
Yes.
Ganun ako. I like kasi to tongue parang... my singaw. Nang paulit-ulit.
Oh.
Oh, yung parang because I know it's there, I'm gonna keep poking it with my tongue. Just to remind myself of the pain.
You're not so lazy after all.
Hindi, pero totoo ah. Ganun eh. Maganda yung analogy na yun. Kasi totoo yun. Like, when looking at, like, for example, an ex's, yun nga.
Couple pics.
Yung mga, yeah.
May couple pic na sila
new photos of my ex with the current. Yung parang, I just have to constantly look at it.
Because it also numbs you.
Hindi din eh.
Hindi rin?
I guess it's like to kind of let it sink in. Yung parang, just to constantly remind myself that you shouldn't want this person again. Because look.
Okay.
Because look at the audacity to post photos with that person.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Diba?
Okay, I get it. I get
it. Tsaka mahilig kasi rin talaga ako sa seafood. So.
Parade that shrimp.
So I'm like, parade, you know what? Parade that shrimp. And I'm gonna keep looking at the photos.
And I will be front and center.
Uh-oh. At mamaya, maghahalabos na hipon ako for lunch.
I will be front and center in this circus freak show.
I don't know what it is, but seriously, gustong-gusto ko.
Ako parang like, alam mo, out of sight, out of mind. I don't need to know who you're seeing. I don't need to know how happy you are or miserable. I just go away.
I'm a masochist.
Well,
I just, yeah.
Kahit tanggalin mo na yung sukis, you're just a mess.
Well, you are too.
Yes, we are.
We all are.
Yeah, that's why we're, you know.
That's true.
Nakalat rush.
Nakalat. Nakalat is real.
We're not even talking about the other couples.
Oh, let's not go there.
Yan ang problema pag wala ka. Ikaw pag usapan eh. So the top 10, block na kita. We have two more batches, but when we come back, we will be on Facebook Live.
Ooh, so you better join us, okay? Also on YouTube Live and Twitch TV on The Monster.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. And we are live on Facebook.
That's right, facebook.com/RX931, YouTube Live, and Twitch TV. So check it out. And while we wait. Okay, there you are. Chico is now here. Let's just say hello. Good morning to some people checking out the Monster text line. Hello to Miro. Okay, I don't know about that. Hello to Miggy Hidalgo. Also to Paolo Angelo, who says, please greet my baby Turney. Wishing baby Turney a happy and fun day at work. Love lots. Hello to Joe. And Joe's requesting for the new BTS track, which we'll play in just a bit.
Okay.
Hi to Height of Hubris. Good morning to G-Man's Girl, Melai Supergirl. Good morning to Simply Jean, ODH. And hi to Skycord Blue as well. And ODH sent us a photo of a couple of dogs. I don't know if you saw it now.
Belated
happy birthday, Chico, from Mehmed Halal, the brown one. And Kosher Jew, the chocolate one. Pinapasend lang ng friend ko si Paolo Momonlimo.
Momolin mo.
Ah, momolin mo.
Kasi kung ano-ano yung iniisip.
No comment.
I'm looking for it, but wala.
It's on Twitter. He tagged you. Hindi niya makita ODH. Binlakan na
ayun. Ah, yes. Oh. I love labs. I love
labs. I love
labs.
Labs you.
And also, ano? Where was that? Yeah, thank you also to somebody tweeted us eh. Ariane. Nag-send siya ng tinag ka rin eh. Si Son Suku for Esquire. Ang ganda ng photos niya.
Where is it?
Si Bad Boy.
Don't
remember.
See it.
Tsaka picture number 3 is like a doozy.
Don't see it.
Tinan mo, 13 hours ago.
Oh.
You're tagged. Si Son Suku for Esquire. So dapper.
I don't see it. But okay, I'm sure. Tapos meron naman ano, si Ron, who tagged me 23 hours ago. Yesterday, a TikTok post. I have to send it to you. Check it out. I quote tweeted it. So go to my Twitter and then look at the video.
Okay.
There's a kid that hurt herself. And then parang...
Tingnan mo. Okay. So...
Parinig natin yung audio.
Itong Kiel.
Toughen up, sabi niya. Toughen up, shut up. Tapos tingnan mo.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's you as a kid.
No, that's me as an adult. That's me now. Anong me as a kid? No, I was actually a better child than that. I wasn't like that at all. Yeah. No, I was a nice kid, but an adult, I'm not sure. Feeling ko ganyan ako now.
Okay.
Accurate. Lalo na when I hurt myself.
I know, right? So, here we go. Let's do the top 10. Block na kita. Thank you, Cutie at the Disco. Number 10 coming from Mike Ferrer. Kasi tinatag mo ko sa gala natin. Alam mo namang I filed my sinungaling leave.
Oh no! Binisto mo pa ako eh.
Nambisto ka pa. Block ka sa akin ngayon.
Labo naman ito.
And number 9 from JR Keita. So I can make a big show of blocking you publicly, but secretly still stalk you with a fake account.
Ay, madaming ganyan. Madaming ganyan. Yeah. Diba? Parang merong isang TMR host na ganyan eh. May burner account.
Mm-mm. Basta, hindi ako yun.
Hindi rin ako yun.
Nag-blind item pa tayo eh, no?
Sino pa ba?
Tatlo na lang tayo.
Sa inyo
eh,
yun.
Mm. Oo. And number 8 from Jerkasaur Obob. Block na kita. Kasi I said something to you na tingin ko ikaka-block ko. Inunahan na lang kita.
Oh.
Like for sure. Alam mo yung, it's not even an angry block. I know you will block me.
I will block you first.
Ikaw na lang, oo. Kasi iba-block mo ko. Sure ako.
Unahan.
And also, number 7 coming from Coco Hernandez. Kasi hanggat hindi mo matutunang mahalin ang sarili mo, puro puot at inggit lang ang makukuha ko sa'yo. Hindi ko kasalanan kung hindi mo mahal ang sarili mo.
Kaya maraming ano eh, 'di ba? Kaya marami kang issues with other people. Sometimes, yun nga, it's really because you want the life that they have.
Alam mo, I get it. I get it. Because sometimes I feel this with some people na parang, you know, the reason you're like this to me is because you have issues about yourself. But it's not enough. I mean, I don't feel better knowing that you don't like yourself. That's why you're horrible to me. The fact is, you're horrible to me.
That's all I'm gonna focus on.
Yes, and I don't care if it's like an internal turmoil for you. Why are you in my face?
I care about what you're doing to me.
Yeah, exactly. So for me, it's not an excuse. It's not a justification. I mean, I'm not
going to feel bad for you.
Yeah.
Because you're being a jerk.
And I'm not going to let it slide just because you're being a jerk to me. Kasi ang dami
may issues
kasi about themselves.
Yeah.
Diba?
I agree.
Like, that doesn't help me really. Number 6 from Yogon. Block na kita. Kasi kailangan na nating harapin ang totoo. We've gone from friends to acquaintances to practically strangers, casually, and sometimes even forcefully saying hi to each other.
That is so sad.
That is sad.
It's the Katy Perry song all over again.
Pero it's like a slow
death. From strangers
death.
To lovers to strangers.
Kasi sometimes it's triggered by something big.
Hmm.
Yung may ginawa yung isa or you know what I mean, like a big blowout na
yeah.
Away kung away, and then you know ang hirap din nung quiet,
parang wala namang
like, wala namang pinag-awayan, wala
you
namang,
can't even pinpoint where it started or when it started,
yeah, but you just know where you are right now, which is
you drifted
out of each other's lives and you're thinking, pero hindi ko gets yung block, gets ko pa yung unfriend, unfollow.
But ibig block. Sabihin siguro nun, baka one person has an issue with the other. Tapos yung isa completely unaware.
Yeah, I kind of get that. Number 5 from the Super Malas Guy. Block na kita because you are the chaos that keeps coming up on my peaceful social media. Well, is social media ever peaceful? That's not my experience.
I don't know which part of social media you've been you've been exploring, but yeah, peaceful is not the word I will use.
I do not see social media as a peaceful place at all.
It's kung gusto very mo chaotic ng, and stressful.
Kung gusto mo ng peaceful, you stay off of social media.
Mm-hmm.
Gets?
Yeah.
It's weird. And number 4 from Arch Aguilar, block na kita. Eh, i-repost mo lang mga post ko sa... Ah, sorry. Kasi nire-repost mo lang yung mga post ko na funny. Tapos ikaw yung mas maraming likes.
Ay, nakakainis. Parang ano lang yan, magnanakaw ng post.
Alam mo yung ano, and ano ha, did you see that recent, like, government parang post?
Of?
Na CTTO doesn't cut it anymore.
Ah, pag nire-post mo, mm-hmm. tapos nakalagay, oh.
It becomes, like now, if you say, diba dati parang, okay, I'll just repost it and I'll say CTTO or photo not mine, it's not enough. You have to say where you got it.
Dapat naman talaga.
Diba? Kasi parang ngayon, nowadays,
although,
it's like,
minsan kasi naligaw. Alam mo yung wala na.
Like
from
you
where
don't
you
know.
Got it, wala na ring nakatag kung sino yung original na nag-post. You're just
or
sharing
to
it.
Or to keep yourself safe, kunyari, ikaw ang nag-post. Photo, CTTO, photo not mine. I will just repost your tweet instead of getting your photo and then reposting it on my...
Gets? Yeah, yeah,
para
yeah.
Para the buck doesn't stop with me. Ikaw ang hindi nag-credit.
So, ikaw ang habulin nila.
Ikaw ang habulin nila, di ba?
True.
So, for me, to stop it at the root, yeah, I guess, di ba? If you get called out, if you get flagged for reposting a photo that's not yours, then hindi ka magsi-CTTO. Alam mo, pa, what you call it, pataas mo ng pataas until it gets to the first person
the root.
Who actually knows where it's from but
did not credit it.
Diba?
Yeah, you know, when I see parang a lengthy post on Facebook, 9 times out of 10, at the end of that lengthy post, may nakalagay na CTTO. So it's not an original post. It's
yeah.
really just, you know, a repost.
A repost. Number 3 from Al Macchiato. Block na kita. No shame in admitting na iinggit ako sa lifestyle mo. And I'm doing this for my mental health. Well, for me, better na yun. Diba? Kesa parang you're resenting them for just living their lives.
Yeah.
For being successful, for living the good life.
It's like, I love you, I'm happy for you, but I don't want to see anything.
Let me not see this anymore.
Not good for me.
Number 2 from Maxim De Winter, block na kita. Lahat ng friends ko, lahat ng friends kong alam kong type mo, ina-add mo. Iba na lang, please. You know, I made this number 2 because I find it so interesting. Like,
lahat ng friends.
Kunyari ikaw, may mga friends ka. Tapos alam mo na type ko yung mga friends mo.
Mm.
But you never introduced me to them.
Mm-hmm.
Pero because nakikita ko sila sa feed mo. Ina-add ko sila. Is there a problem? Kasi unless may HD ako with those friends, I don't care.
I don't think it's a problem because it's up naman to that person na inad whether or not to accept it.
That's true.
So, parang naging ano ka lang, naging gateway para makita nila yung isa't isa. But ultimately, it's up to the two of them whether they want to be Facebook friends or not.
I kind of get that kasi yung parang, alam mo yung parang they're feeding off of the carcass of the animal you hunted down. Alam mo
right.
yung parang, you know what I mean?
Siyempre kung interesado ka, you'd feel a little...
You feel predated upon a little bit. Kasi parang you're picking off of my friends.
Oh, alam mo, marami na ngayon yung... you only see your mutual friends. But you don't see their friends. If you're not friends with them. On Facebook. So I think there's that option.
Oh, that's interesting.
There's that option na parang... Kunyari, I'll go through your friends list kasi meron akong type na friend mo.
Mm.
Let's say, for example.
Okay.
Kunyari, may batchmate ka sa, ano, sa high school or college or something like that. Tapos gusto kong hanapin sa friends list mo. Eh, kung hindi naman kami friends, pwedeng hindi ko makikita. Like, nakalagay mutual, kunyari, we have like 300 mutual friends. 300, nandun sila lahat. Tapos yung all friends, nakalagay 0. You don't see.
Oh, wow. I didn't know there was that.
There's that option. May ganong setting.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. And
para sa mga madadamot.
And the top, Block Na Kita, comes from Rudes Antonio and Jimin's Girl.
They both say.
I merged their answers, ha. Hindi mo man sila matanggal sa buhay mo in real life. Matanggal mo man sila. Matanggal mo man lang sila sa online life mo.
Mm.
Gets? Yung parang, kunyari, you're stuck with them. Whether they're family, they're office mates, they're friends. Medyo busy ka na sa kanila. But, you know, they're part of your life already.
And wala naman silang ginagawa directly to warrant such a reaction. Maka-busy ka lang.
Tsaka yung IRL, you're in my face, pati ba naman online. So at least sa online man lang, matanggal kita.
Mabawasan man lang.
That's the only place where I can remove you. I can't remove you from real life. This is not a Black Mirror episode where you can unfriend in real life. Diba? So, yun man lang isang aspect. Matanggal kita.
Happy Let me ako. Have that power.
Let me have that. Mm. So, we do have one more batch of the top 10 Block Na Kita. But we will be playing a couple of songs on in the RX booth. But we will stay on Facebook Live.
It's pretty early. It's only 9:22. So, go ahead and join us on Facebook Live and on Twitch TV and YouTube Live as well. But don't forget, if you have requests and shoutouts, you can send them over at RX931, at Hazel Hottie, at Chico Garcia, or text us. We're on Viber and Telegram, 0961-1367-931, only on The Monster.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today.
Do you want to tell them about like,
nope,
what you're doing?
We're not doing
on Facebook Live.
Nope. What happens on Facebook Live stays on Facebook
Live. That's why if you don't watch us on Facebook Live, I'm telling you, you're missing out. We have a lot of reveals during our in between. Like, ang dami naming pinaggagawa kanina. So, anyway.
That's right.
And watch the replay on YouTube when this is done. But for now, let's say hello before we do the final top 10. Hi to Tino. Hi to Ria. Tino says, rank the Raffies naman. Rank the Raffies. Hello to Miguel. Also, saying good morning to everybody on Twitter. Hope you guys enjoyed that PS song because a lot of them were requesting for it earlier. Hello to Kiko Man Machine. Thank you for tuning in. And what's up to everybody in the comment section? Morning!
Good morning! All right, so we've got our top 10 for today. The final one, Block Na Kita. Thank you, Cutie at the Disco. Let's start off at number 10 from JR Keita. You keep asking me to like your baby's pic na sinali mo sa cutest baby contest. Don't ask me to lie.
Oh, man. Not all babies are cute. Let's be honest.
Mm.
I mean, I don't want to be the a-hole to say it, but I
well,
am
cuter.
Being the a-hole.
But
I
gets,
am being
like,
that a-hole right now saying
they're it. Just cuter versions of adults. Pero yun nga, like, it's not like...
Not all babies are created, you know, equal. So... Some are cuter than others.
True,
but, you know, it
true.
Doesn't necessarily follow na as adults, it will stay the same because some of the not so cute babies grow up to be beautiful adults, diba? And sometimes the cute babies, not so attractive as adults, right? It is what it is, but if it's your friend's baby, diba? Parang nakaka-ano
naman.
Be a friend naman. Oo, don't naman shade the baby. Kawawa naman.
Wala namang ginagawa sa inyo yung baby. Number 9 from Not Isidro. Block Na Kita. Now that we're not office mates anymore, bye. Hindi ka kawalan.
Damn. F.O.
And number 8 from Chris. Oh, yun na kasi. Puro Chris kasi tayo. Pagkatapos kitang bigyan ng rubber shoes, scholarship, PhD, bagong phone, nasabihin mo, parang kapatid lang ang tingin mo sa akin.
Kapatid zone.
Ouch.
Ooh, we don't want that.
Ooh. Number 7 from Jimin's Girl. If I block you, but you can still read this, you need help.
Oh. Some people find ways.
Alam mo yon yung either you ask somebody to...
Your friends, ano.
Yung hindi pa niya nabablock to look at their profile or you have another account.
A burner account.
Yeah. Number 6, coming from Al Macchiato. block na kita kasi ang hilig mong mag-post ng nakakatakot kapag madaling araw. I cannot. And lalo na if, like, kunyari, you live alone, you're matatakotin. I kinda get it. Nothing against you. And I don't wanna tell you not to post what you like to post at whatever time. So, ano na lang? Block na lang. Parin
alam mo, ba? Meron akong, syempre, diba, sabi ko nga, I am always on Reddit and I'm always, like, in the Drag Race subreddits. Tapos, meron doon, pinost niya yung picture ni Valak. Tapos, pinalitan yung poster na instead of The Conjuring, parang nakalagay na The Contouring.
Tapos,
oo. So, pero yung mukha ni Valak yung makikita. So, I'm like, I don't wanna see this face. Si Valak yung sa Conjuring.
Yes. And number 5 from Yogon, block na kita. Lagi na lang kasi akong nagkakasala tuwing nakikita kita. You know, I kind of get this. Like, you know, you're not like a mean person, but certain people
bring out that side of you
and you're not happy with yourself when that side of you comes out. Na parang, I know I'm not mean, but why do all these mean thoughts come out of my head when I see certain people?
It's almost like they're asking for it, even though they're not.
They're not, and it's not like they want you to dislike them, but that's...
Iba yung naisip ko sa nagkakasala. Akala ko because you're attracted, and you're not supposed to be attracted to them, so...
That's not a sin. How is that? How is attraction pagkakasala?
Eh, kung gusto mong pag-usapan yung sin, pwede ko namang sabihin dito. Kasi... May nanonood
pa
si Navy Will.
Oo, oh, di ba? Ganun pa nga.
Meron akong susumbong sa'yo.
And
DM niya, nisik.
Ako yung hinahobol.
Hey guys, kung alam niyo lang yung pinagsasasabi.
Ay, nako. Number 4 from Arch Aguilar. Block na kita. Sayang ang energy ng finger ko. Kaka-scroll past your posts.
Oo.
Alam mo yung parang like, alam mo yung iritang-irita ka, yung you can't scroll fast enough.
Because you just don't wanna see them.
You just don't wanna see them and you kind of like, fast forward, skip. Alam mo yun? Yung parang...
Minsan, like, alam mo, ginagawa ko yan. That's the Instagram stories, right? When you're just skipping their stories kasi madami. Tapos kaka-tap ko mindlessly. Minsan meron pala silang like poll or something. Natatap ko tuloy yung option na hindi ko naman gustong jumoy sa poll niya. Pero kaka-tap ko lang.
O di ba yung sabi mo nga minsan nalalike mo?
Minsan nalalike, nafo-follow, ganun. Basta.
Number 3 from Keteen Duenas. One time we went out for lunch, nagkaren mode ka. You did not treat the server well. And you even asked for a manager just because the bun of your burger was not hot enough for you.
Oh no.
Yung parang pwede namang sabihin ng mahinahon.
I'm so sorry, but I really can't stand people who are mean to like the wait staff or basta to anybody that's just doing their job.
Yeah.
Yung parang, can't you say it nicely or...
There is a way.
There is a way to raise your concerns, pero don't be a jerk.
Mm-hmm. And number 2 from Hey Tina, block na kita. Blocking anyone is not my thing, but I can ignore and avoid you on any of your social media accounts till I get used to it. Eventually, I forget that you even exist. Like, literally, even if I see you, like, I've blocked you in my brain. Mm. I kind of have that. Yung para ano na lang, just look the other way para iwas drama. Kasi blocking someone... It is drama. It is drama. Yeah.
Well, unless hindi nila malaman na binlock mo sila.
Well, that's true. That is true. But they will eh. Eventually.
If they look for you.
I mean, eventually. I mean, alam mo yung, okay, they're not going to check if you've blocked them every day. Mm. But alam mo yung magkakaroon ng, somewhere down the road, there's going to be this thing na, uy, nakita mo yung kunyari binlock kita. Mm. But you never found out at the time that I blocked you. And then, alam mo yung one day, somebody will be like, uy, Hazel, nakita mo yung post ni Chico? Nasa ano siya? Di ba you wanted to go to that place? Ah, talaga? Tapos pag search mo sa akin,
hindi ka na lumilitaw.
Hindi ka na ako lumilitaw. You're like, this bitch blocked me. Di ba? So,
pero sa Twitter, ano, diba? Sa Twitter, you get notified when somebody blocks you.
Oh, I don't think so.
You do, because I see a lot of screenshots. I don't know if you get notified or if you go to their profile, then you see that, you know, Chico Garcia blocked you.
You have to go to their profile. Oh. I don't think they notify you that you...
Okay, but you know, just the same, pag Twitter, may confirmation na na-block ka. So, you can really tell, di ba? Sa Instagram kasi wala. Parang, di ba, they just won't appear.
They just disappear.
Parang they don't exist.
Yeah, even Facebook.
And Facebook, yeah.
If you are blocked on Facebook,
you just don't...
They just don't appear. Like, you can search and it's like, no results found. But you know they're there.
Yeah.
You know they didn't delete their account, right? Kaya minsan ang tanungan sa Facebook, have I been blocked or did they delete their account? Di ba may mga ganon? Kasi you're not sure.
You don't know.
But if let's say, kunyari, Marky, sabi ko, Hazel, did Marky delete his account? And you're like, no, he's still on my feed. Then that means I've been blocked.
Actually, meron pa nga eh. Parang meron akong friend na may or may not be listening right now. Pero meron akong friend na before, hindi naman siya na-block or hindi sila nag-unfriendan. Pero, dahil minsan, gusto niya lang makita kung nililimit yung nakikita niya. Hihiramin niya yung phone ko to look at that person's account using my account. Kasi friends din kami, you know. Titingnan niya lang kung pareho yung nag-a-appear sa feed ko sa nag-a-appear sa feed niya. Kasi minsan, diba, gets mo, yung parang sometimes when you have new posts, ililimit mo kung sino yung makakakita. Or you can block certain people from seeing your posts.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So parang for her, yung parang baka yung mga recent posts niya, hindi niya gustong makita ko. So, let me check using your account. Because why would that person block me, right? Wala makaming relationship.
Right, right.
Pero pwede yun. You can do that on Facebook. Certain posts, you can parang pick certain people you don't want na makakita ng post.
Okay. And the top, block na kita, comes from Mrs. of G. Chang Wook.
Ano?
Repeat after me. Mrs.
Mrs.
Of
G.
G. Chang.
Chang.
Wook.
Wook. Says.
Block na kita. Kasi kayo ang mga enabler friends ng ex ko who cheated on me. Kumbaga, you're not, you didn't commit the crime, but you abetted the crime.
Oo.
Diba? You are accomplices.
I have never experienced it, but let me just say, I understand. Like, if I were in that position, I would really, really be upset at those friends. Kasi, they were pretending to be my friends too when we were together. Mm-hmm. And they were lying to me, like lying to my face.
At saka alam mo yung, sabihin na natin na mas friends nila.
It doesn't matter.
Yung ex mo, kumbaga naging friends mo lang sila by association. So you know that their loyalty will be to the friend.
Still.
But if you have created your own relationship with them, there is betrayal already. Even if alam mo na, syempre, loyalty mo dun sa kaibigan nyo, di ba, na original. But you were still friends with me. Even if bago lang tayo na friends, even if we're not as good friends as kayo, you still betrayed me.
At the very least, you need to apologize to me for me to be able to move on. At the very least, tell me, obviously, you probably know that I knew about the situation, but I couldn't say anything because, you know, your ex is my friend too, you know. But I just want you to know that I'm sorry and I told your ex to tell you. Diba? Yung parang magbigay
okay pa
ka
yun
man
eh.
Lang ng something na para naman medyo mapatawad kita, diba? Yung iba kasi parang yung hugas kamay.
Hindi eh, yun nga eh. Okay pa yung hugas kamay, okay pa yung I told them to tell you but he, you know, I couldn't like force him. Meron din kasi yung, alam mo yung literal, sila pa yung nambuyo.
Oh my God!
Sila pa yung nang tukso. Sila
despicable,
right?
Horrible. Like,
literal accomplice. Hindi lang yung nagbingi-bingihan, nagbulag-bulagan. Like literal, sila pa yung
ng demonyo. Magsama-sama kayo sa hukay.
Sa Impierno.
Sa Impierno.
So what about us? What's our answer?
Block na kita.
Okay, I can go first. Okay. Kasi like I told you, I rarely block people. I really, really rarely block people. Block na kita if I have exhausted all means of tolerating you. I probably would. This is not strike one. This is not strike two. This is not strike three. Malamang ano ka na, multiple strikes ka na before you're out. And if I blocked you, ito yung literal deserve. Kasi I probably would have let so many things pass already before. Because I really rarely block. Sobrang konti. Can I check? Ano ba, Twitter or Facebook?
Instagram maybe.
Okay, Instagram. See, I don't even know how to look for like people I block.
You can see accounts you block. I don't think I've blocked a lot on Instagram.
See, where is it?
Okay, so go to your profile.
Profile.
The three lines. Go to your settings.
Okay, settings.
I think go to privacy.
Privacy.
Scroll down. Blocked accounts.
Blocked accounts. Four.
Oh, I have more.
Why did I block these accounts? I don't even know them. Four.
I have over 20.
Four.
Okay.
Can you check Twitter? Can you check Twitter?
Okay. I have over 20 and I don't know these people.
Me too.
I don't even know why I blocked them. Also, but then there are some accounts na yung mahilig mag-spam. Sometimes even businesses I block kapag yung lagi ako minimessage or tinatag constantly because then it just gets annoying. So I just block them so I don't have to see them. On Twitter, you go to...
Eto, mute and block.
Settings.
Block
privacy.
Accounts. See, two. Just two.
What's the name blocked accounts?
Why did I block these people? I don't know why.
I have 15 blocked accounts. 69 muted accounts.
Muted accounts? Two. Yeah, kilala ko yung dalawa.
Feeling ko yung 69 muted accounts ko, lahat to fans ni Djokovic.
Okay. That's interesting. You know, when was the last time you check out the people you blocked? I don't know them. I don't know what they did to me. I don't know what they said.
They must have said something that
to make me
you.
Block them. Hindi ko sila kilala at all. At and all. Not even
is,
remotely familiar.
It just means that we're not hateful people. Because if you're a hateful person, alam mo yung markado ka na.
Markado
you ka will
na.
Never forget
no.
Like their profile picture or their name because they said something so scarring to you
yeah.
Na parang na-trauma ka so maalala mo. Minsan talaga parang they just say something. In the moment, yes, it affected you. It bothered you. That's why you blocked them. But then, you know, if you're happy with your life, you move on and you completely forget
yeah.
about it. Like, these people, I don't know who they are. I don't know why I blocked them, but I did. I'm not gonna unblock them, but you know what I mean? Like, I'm just not bothered by them anymore, which is a good thing.
So, overall, it is above 5. Sabi ko less than 5. Pero
four
pag,
pala.
Pero pag per
but
account.
But then we've been on social media for like, hello, how
pero
many
Pero per
years?
Account, less than 5. Because one was 4, one was 2.
For me yun, block na kita if, siguro if you tease me, kunyari, at a vulnerable time. Kunyari, natalo si Federer sa Wimbledon and it was such a close match. And alam mo na, grabe yung emotions ko, sobrang lungkot ko na. Tapos tutuksohin mo pa ako or aasarin mo pa ako. Pag ganun, ibablock talaga kita. I have no time for your shenanigans. I'm gonna block you.
Pero kunyari, support lang for the person na nanalo.
Ah, yung parang si JC.
Parang si JC. I was going there.
Ay, parang si JC. Ayun, ano, binlock ko para makapasok sa condo niya. Kasi kapitbahay ko siya. Binlock ko yung pintuan ng lobby nila. Hindi, joke lang. No. It's fine, I guess. Like, if you're my friend though. I do have, hello, my bestie is like a huge fan of...
Which one?
Marge! Yeah! Like, legit! I even gifted her something with, like, his photo, you know? Yeah, I'm a nice friend. No, pero you know what I mean? Like, I don't mind. Of course, you support who you want to support. I'll support who I want to support. But don't be in my face about it. Like, si Marge, for example. We both know we're watching the same match, right? We don't talk to each other during the match because, obviously, I'm rooting for my boy. He's rooting for hers. So usually yung interaction namin would be maybe 2 days after.
Oh, parang tayo, nung bago tayo working together, it was an unlikely, unstable alliance. You were pro Mariah Carey, I was pro Madonna, but we were able to work together.
Exactly. Meron lang tayong unspoken, ipe-play ko yung Madonna mo, pero antayin mo, ipe-play ko yung Mariah.
Yung Mariah.
Eh ngayon, nag-merge na, wala na. In I don't know her, ko na si
kaya
Mariah.
Kaya nga. Sabi ni. Yeah, I'm a nice friend. Hazel, June 21, 2022.
I am!
No, she is.
So anyway,
fierce.
But yeah, I am nice. Yeah, I'm just a little dramatic and moody, but...
At saka pag ano, iniwan mo siya sa paglakad ninyo,
magtatampo-tampo.
Babalik siya sa hotel.
But you know, if I love you, I love you. I will let you know that I love you and I will make you feel that. But anyway.
See? But thank you.
Thank you for joining us. Hopefully, hindi kayo ma-block. Kaya ingat-ingatan niyo yung mga comment niyo. Ikaw, Grace Baldoza. Wala naman sinasabi si Grace. Nanan, yeah. Sabi niya kasi, aba, teka, ma-check na. Yay, hindi pa ako block. Oo, magmunayintay yan.
Pa, yet. Alright, but thank you for joining us.
Thank you. We'll be back tomorrow, right? Wednesday tomorrow. Bye!
Bye!